No Fear, Episode 2. Welcome to the second episode of the podcast Fear No Fear. My name is Anjali and I'm a holistic life coach, a blogger, motivational speaker and teacher. My goal is to help you unlock your full potential, discover your true life purpose and to become your greatest version. In the second episode of Fear No Fear, the podcast where I teach you step by step how to conquer your fears and how to use them in your most wanted goals, I will now guide you through the process of fight and flight. These are two impulsive natural behaviors that pop up from the moment that fear takes a peek around the corner. You might have heard of it already, or you might not. But nonetheless, this is a very important aspect that you need to understand in order to become more familiar with your natural instincts and behavior patterns when it comes to fear. So, what is the fight and flight concept? The fight and flight concept is a reaction based on your natural primal instincts. So for this, I'm going to take you way back in time for a second to give you more of a clear vision on this. I want you to visualize yourself as either a cave woman or a caveman. You are at that time where nothing is automatic and everything needs to be done by hand. So you need to figure out where to get your foods, where to get your drinks, or where to find a shelter. You need to make sure that every basic need is met and that you provide it all by yourself. And if not, you're probably going to die. Okay, back to the visualization. Let's say you're walking in the forest, searching for some food to survive this upcoming night. If you look up to the sky, you see that it is already a little bit darker outside. So that means that certain threats may come across your path. Suddenly, while you're walking, you see a deer appear in your sight. You run as fast as you can behind that deer, but oh no, a lion jumps in front of you. What will you do as a caveman or woman, you think? Well, first of all, your body will react instantly. You're going to get warm and sweaty because of the raising blood pressure. Your heart is going to beat faster and your breathing is going to get deeper and louder. But these things don't just happen. They all happen for a reason, of course. For example, your heart is beating faster so it can send more blood to major muscle groups to prepare for action. Your breathing, well, your breathing is getting rapid to help divert that blood to all the vital organs. Besides that, your eye pupils are getting wider so it can focus more centrally on possible danger, your sweat protects you from overheating, and the tensity in your muscles is helping you to prepare for either fight or flight reactions. Okay, you are ready. Your body is ready, ready to jump into action of natural behavior. You'll either decide now whether you're gonna flight or fight. It is time to decide whether you're gonna fight that huge kitten or whether you just run for the hills. These are just your natural instincts to survive in this world, and these instincts are still alert here in the present with us. Now, let's travel back to the present. There aren't any lions crossing your path here, right? Or maybe not all of the times. I certainly hope not. But why do you keep on having these fight and flight behaviors then? Why didn't you eventually adapt to this current lifestyle where lions don't just cross your path? Well, that is because there are still possible dangers that can cross your path every day. Or at least they feel like dangers. Dangers that might threaten your current lifestyle and happiness. They might not be as enormous as a lion trying to eat you, but because you probably never had to run for a lion before, you never really experienced that sort of fear. And because of that, any other smaller fear can feel as huge as that same fear the caveman felt when he or she stood in front of that lion. Your primal instincts are now adapted to the dangers of the present. Scary times, right? This is a time where appearance, success, money, social acceptance, and expectations are all of paramount importance. It is a time where anxiety no longer only appears because of life-threatening matters, it appears because of the fear of failing, loneliness, judgment, or loss. You'll either feel like you want to avoid what is scaring you, or you'll either want to fight it. But why is it now so important to be aware of these natural behaviors? Well, because these natural behaviors mostly come with physical discomforts, emotional conflicts, and physical fear symptoms. And if you're not aware of this natural process, then these symptoms can turn into panic attacks, disorientated thoughts, reckless reactions, or emotional impulsive behavior. Not really what we want. So it is very important to understand that it is totally normal that you feel the way you feel when you are afraid of something. But this doesn't mean that you have to further react on it in an impulsive way. You do not have to let yourself get dragged into it. Being aware of this process can help you break the vicious circle of fear. Instead of the pattern, danger, reaction, action, you can now choose the pattern, danger, reaction, think, and then take action. You have the possibility now to come to more relevant and thoughtful ways to respond to your fears. Let's talk about the positive impact of having this awareness. This kind of self-awareness allows you to take a step back before you take any bad decision because of impulsive behavior. This means that you can pause before you decide to fight or flight. You can now choose to take positive actions that are neither running away from the problem or starting a reckless fight. And with fighting, I mean hurtful words, physical attacks, or maybe naive and reckless action steps. Let's be honest. In this present time, running and fighting will not get you that far. These aren't mature and wise ways to handle present problems or discomforts. It is just our body, primal instincts, and thoughts that are still trying to protect us from possible life-threatening danger. Misplaced danger, of course. In a way, they do feel like danger, but these aren't life-threatening dangers where we should act to really survive. These are just threats to our daily life comfort or happiness. Threats that you better approach with a mature, relaxed, and focused mind, instead of a mind who is clearly all over the place because of the unawareness of natural human behavior. And yes, there are still a bunch of people who are choosing the fight or flight direction instead of a well-overthought reaction. In a way, it is understandable. We are all humans and we all have our flaws. So even when you do know this concept and you are aware of it, there will still be those moments where fear is taking over your control. And when it does, don't feel bad about it afterwards. It is not failing. Your human life will always be with falling down and standing up again. It is our way of growing in life. Because without falling down in life, how would we know how to stand up again? How would we ever get the possibility to grow? Don't see it as a mistake or a bad thing. See it as a chance to learn. When you fall, just stand up and try again. And the more you try, the better you'll get in this. Growth starts with awareness, and it is an endless process of learning, failing, and succeeding. So just enjoy the process and be grateful for every step you take. That was it again for this second episode of Fear No Fear. I hope that you gained a bit of a deeper understanding now from where our behaviors out of fear come from. The fight and flight concept. This can help you with becoming more aware of your feelings and reactions when fear suddenly pops up. And I would really recommend you the next time that you feel fear to really focus on those feelings, thoughts, and physical reactions. Because with this knowledge and your personal experience, you'll increase your self-awareness. And it's that awareness that is a key factor when it comes to conquering your fears. Okay, I would say enjoy the rest of your day and remember, fight or flight isn't the only option. You can choose to take the more mature and wise direction.